Okay, sagt die Gemara. In the bottom of Gimel and Aleph. We're discussing, the Gemara went through Shabbos. The Gemara was trying to understand why we, our Mishnah, came to the number 36. L'chayr, it's much more than 36. So first we went through Shabbos. And now the Gemara is going to go through Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah is also broken up to several different forms of Avodah Zarah. First of all, there's something called Avodas Pnim. Kein Avodas Pnim, which basically means if somebody does an Avodah to an Avodah Zarah, even if it's Ein Darka Bekach, even that's not the normal way to worship this Avodah Zarah, but if they do it in a way that, like Avodas Pnim, things that we do in the Beis HaMikdash, that also constitutes Avodah Zarah. And then Yechayv on each one separately. Hishtachavo, Haktorah, Halo, all the things. So the Gemara wants to know, why didn't our Mishnah break it up to those categories? Right? So obviously, we're going to go and give the same type of teretz. Shigigas Avodas Kechoven. The Gemara is trying to figure out, how is there such an animal alive as Shigigas Avodas Kechoven? And the reason why the Gemara is struggling with this Avodah Zarah more than the whole Mishnah is because most Averas are broken up to Maisa and Machshove. Right? They're easily definable in that way. There's a Maisa and then there's a Machshove. Okay? So a person could easily do an Avera without thinking. He could eat Chalev. He doesn't know he's not allowed to eat Chalev. It's a Maisa of eating Chalev. Then there's a Machshove to eat Chalev. Machshove is a separate component. And that constitutes the person's knowledge that they're going against the Rabbeinu Shlomo. When you deal with Avodah Zarah, it's a challenge, because Avodah Zarah, the knowledge is the Avera. The Avera is the fact that you know you're worshipping. You're going against the Rabbeinu Shlomo. And as much as a person is ignorant about what they're doing, so then we're lacking in the whole Maisa. That's the problem. Very similar to what the Rambam writes in Hilchos Tefillah. The Rambam says that if somebody davens without kavana, he doesn't use the terminology that he normally uses, lo yotza, like by tekiya shofar or by other mitzvahs where potentially you're not yotza if you don't have kavana. The Rambam says kol tefillah she'ena b'kavana, eino tefillah, meaning the definition of tefillah is the machshava. So if you don't have the machshava, you're not engaged. You're not engaged in worship of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this is the Avodah Zarah, is the opposite of tefillah. It's a form of Avodah elsewhere. And therefore, if you don't have machshava, you have nothing. That's the Gemara's challenge. That's really what the... And obviously, this is a very big problem. It's a tough hurdle to get over. That's what the Gemara's problem is going to be. The Gemara says, what's the case? Four lines from the bottom. V'chein ata moitze gabe avodis kechovim diktoni, shikigas avodis kechovim. We're talking about a case where a guy does not know that he's worshipping Avodah Zarah, or that this is Avodah Zarah. Uzdoin avodis. That's the only way to work out the Mishnah in a case where a person is only going to be chai of one chatas. Because otherwise, if a person did multiple forms of Avodah, so they should be chai for each one separately. If they were Zoyin Avodah Zarah, right? If they knew that this was Avodah Zarah, they're not allowed to worship Avodah Zarah. They didn't know that this was a form that they're not allowed to do. They'd be chayav for each act separately. So the only way to say that our Mishnah is talking about a case where you'd only be chayav one is if we say that the shgoga, the ignorance, is not on the Avodis, it's on the Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara says, how's that shayach b'chla? Shigagas avodis kechovim hechidomen. Ilema de omad beveis avodis kechovim. The guy is standing in a bias of Avodah Zarah. Visova beis haknesesi. And he actually thinks that it's a shul. Doesn't know he's in a church. Vishtachav, and he bows down. So his intent is to bow down to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? So the Gemara is kasher, so that's not Avodah Zarah. Hare libo la shemayim. He's not worshipping Avodah Zarah. It's not a form of worship. So this should be potter from Achatas completely. The guy guy should be Mekayim the mitzvah of Avodah Hashem. Maybe it's not the best place to do it, but he should not only be not doing Avodah, he's doing a mitzvah. So then the Gemara says, Elo dechaza andratra v'sagidle. He saw a symbol, and he worshipped it. He bowed down to it, didn't worship it. He bowed down to it. Okay, the understanding that the Gemara seems to, the havamin of the Gemara here is, that he, perhaps, this is not, since it's not a, he intentionally is bowing down to this symbol. Okay? But, since it's not a bona fide avodah zarah, so he thinks that this form, bowing down to a symbol, which isn't an actual avodah zarah, he thinks that's permissible. Okay, we have the same problem again. Mamonoshach. Either kabbalah b'laha paraskilo. If he's accepting it as a god, so he's chayv v'skila. If he's a loy kabbalah b'laha, if he's not, lav midiyu. He's not doing anything. Here, if not, libel shemayim. It's not like the case we had before. He's not thinking about the Ribbono Shel Olam. But it's nothing. He's not, if he doesn't have in mind, he's bowing down to a symbol without any intention to do it. Now, if you notice, the Gemara is skipping over Avodah Zarah. Meaning, the Gemara doesn't talk about Avodah Zarah mamish, that a guy is bowing down without intention to worship the Avodah Zarah. That wasn't even a havaminet, that's okay. The Gemara gave two examples here. We start off with the example, a guy is standing in front of an Avodah Zarah, and he thinks he's bowing down to Hashem, and that, the Gemara says, is libel HaShemayim, no problem with that. Then the Gemara jumped over to something which is not really an Avodah Zarah. It's just a symbol. And the Gemara says, well, that depends. If he has in mind, it should be a god. It's real Avodah Zarah. If he doesn't have in mind, it should be a god. It's nothing. Okay? So then, why didn't the, what did the Gemara gain by the symbol thing? Say the same thing about Avodah Zarah. If he bows down to Avodah Zarah, if he's not Makabel Beloha, it's nothing. If he is Makabel Beloha, it's Avodah Zarah. For some reason, the Gemara, it seems that the Gemara knew for sure that to bow down in front of an Avodah Zarah, knowing that it's an Avodah Zarah, even if your intent is not to worship it, it would still be Avodah Zarah. Right? So it would seem. The Gemara is only giving this leeway with Andratia. The Gemara is not giving the leeway with a real bona fide Avodah Zarah, where you know it's an Avodah Zarah. As you know it's an Avodah Zarah. And we'll get to why this is bothering me. Says the Gemara, El Me'avu Me'ira. Somebody worships Avodah Zarah Me'avu Me'ira. So Rashi learns, Me'avu Sodom U'Me'ira Sodom. Okay? He's afraid of somebody. He loves somebody who wants him to bow down. So he's following suit. So the Gemara says, Honichel Abaye Dom Achayev. According to Abaye, says Yichayev Achatas if you do that. El Rova Dom Apotah Ma'ikol Meima. According to Rova, you're Potah. Potah from Achatas. Okay, so we'll leave this and we'll get back to this afterwards. The Gemara makes an akimta, we're talking about imamutu. Okay. The guy thinks it's permissible. We'll see what that is, exactly that is. Now, Avin Yira is also very complex. Because Avin Yira also seems to be the same thing. You're not makabel be'loha. Right? You're not accepting it as a god. Obviously. But here, we see that there's a machloikis between Abai and Rov. So in the case of the andratia, the symbol, that's not a bona fide Avodah Zarah, that you bow down to it without the intent to make it into an Avodah Zarah, so there the Gemara said it's nothing. That's not dependent on the Machloikas Abaye V'Rov. Everybody agrees that that's nothing. So here's where you see clear the point that I was raising before. By a real Avodah Zarah, So Abaye Taka says Yechayev in that case, the case I just gave you. By a real Avodah Zarah, where you're bowing down to this real Avodah Zarah, and you have in mind not to accept it as a god, you're doing it Me'ava, Me'ira. Over there, it seems to be that Abaye would say that Yechayev. So we see, again, that there are three levels. There's a level where, again, where you're not engaged in typical of a desire. There's a level where you don't know what you're doing. You think you're bowing down to Hashem. That was the first thing we started with. There's level number two, where you bow down to, you know you're bowing down. You're bowing down to a symbol, but you don't intend to make it into an of a desire. That seems to be mutter, okay, or... Yeah, mutter. Let's call it mutter. Because the Gemara says, lav klumi. No. If the Gemara would say potter, I'd say potter. I'm sticking to the Gemara. The Gemara's lashon is, chaz andakya vidalo kabla beloha lo midihu. So I'm sticking to the lashon of Gemara. Lo midihu means zero. Nothing. Yeah. So Rashi even sticks in, the kimon shalai nasa l'shem avar iskechavim, hishtachavo adidei lav klumi. Okay? That's nothing. And now we have a real Avodah Zarah that you don't bow down to make it into an Avodah Zarah. So here we seem to have a machloikis whether you're chayev. Abaye says you're chayev achatas. And again, you thought you were allowed to do it. You thought you were allowed to bow down to an Avodah Zarah if you don't have in mind to accept it as a god. You're bowing it down because you're afraid of somebody, you're of it. You thought you were allowed to. On that, the Gemara says, "Are you chayev achatas?" Is machlokes Abaye v'Rava. Abaye says you chayev, and Rava says you put. Now I'll tell you, Rava may also hold you're not allowed to do it. We'll see. There are many Rishonim who learn that way. That according to Rava, you're not allowed to do that either. So what I'm saying is, there's a difference between bowing down to a symbol, not accepting it as a god, and bowing down to an Avodah Zarah and not accepting it as a god. That's mukhach from our sugi. That there's a distinction. The case where you thought you're bowing down to Hashem, that's zero. Okay? Which also presents a problem. Because if that's zero, then any case where you, that means that Avodah Zarah is your intent. That's why. Why is bowing down to an Avodah Zarah with the intent that you're bowing down to Hashem, why is that zero? Because you need intent to be Avodah Zarah. So then what are these different levels? Symbol, no intention, nothing. Avodah Zarah and positive attention to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, zero. Avodah Zarah and no intention to worship it. Machlek is about, no, not necessarily. Could be also according to everybody. Abaye says Yichai v'chatos. And Rava says Yipotav v'chatos. Rava could still hold its us. Rava could still hold its us. Now, to make this sugya a little more complicated for a moment, is that this sugya seems to contradict the sugya of Yaharek Valyav. Okay? Yaharek Valyav. What's the case of Yaharek Valyav? A goy comes, he says, worship of it is all will kill you. Okay? What's the problem? You're not accepting it as a god. Okay? It should be okay. Why do we say Yaharek Valyav? But why aren't you allowed to do it? If intent, if part of Avodah Zarah is intent, and it's clear my intent, I don't want to worship Avodah Zarah. I don't accept it as a god. But I like to live. And the guy's ready to kill me. So I'll bow down to Avodah Zarah. The guy is bowing down to Avodah Zarah with the gun to his head. Is he having in mind to accept Avodah Zarah as a god? No. He's not worshiping the god, he's not worshiping the guy with the gun. He wants to live. So why is he a Yaharek Valyav? It's not my kash. It's all the Rishonim has this kash. Well, the din of Yaharek Valyav seems to be Avodah Zarah. Seems to be. Okay, well, we're going to get to this. There are Rishonim who say that according to Rava, you have to give up your life. If somebody comes with a shayla, he says, what's the halacha? Do I have to give up my life? Rava will say yes. At the same time, if somebody went and he did it, not knowing that that's what he's supposed to do, he's potter from a chatas. They're both. They can both coexist. Like David's saying, however we're going to learn, they could both coexist. You're not allowed to do it. But the fact is that if you did it, you're potter from a chatas. It's possible to accept such a pshat. But we'll see. Many of the Rishonim struggle. Tosfos struggles on this. So I wanted to go through just briefly the sugya of Avodah Zarah. The Gemara here in Avodah Zarah on Daf Yud Beis, which was on the Maamar Mekumis last week, says Tonu Rabbanon, Ir Sheyesh Ba'Avodas Kochavim. If you have a city that has Avodah Zarah, also the Konas L'Seichel and Techol Yacheres the Rav Meir, you're not allowed to go into that city. If and the Rishonim explain why, because this looks like you're going to worship the Avodah Zarah. The Chachamim say it depends. Kol zman she'aderech miyuchedes lo yisim makom osa. If the only place that this road leads to is Avodah Zarah, you're not allowed to do it. Ve'ein aderech miyuchedes lo yisim makom mutar. But if this derech leads to elsewhere, not only to Avodah Zarah, then it's permitted. So again, this is the step one of Maris Ayin. You're not allowed to do something which looks like you're going to worship Avodah Zarah. Now the first case here is, you're not doing something which looks like Avodah Zarah, you're doing something which looks like you're going to worship Avodah Zarah. The act of going down the street doesn't look like Avodah Zarah, but it looks like this is definitely nothing more than Maris Ayin, the first case. But then you get to the second case. Yoshav loy koitz b'fnei Avodah Kechavim. Somebody has a koitz in front of the Avodah Zarah, right? He has like a thorn. He wants to bend down now to pull the thorn out. But the problem is that he's in front of an Avodah Zarah. So if he bows down to pull out the thorn, it looks, now this is different than the Reish. This looks like worship. This is a next level of Ma'asai. That looks like you're worshipping Avodah Zarah. If it doesn't look like Avodah Zarah, then you're allowed to do it. Okay, that's simple. Similarly, if you have money that fell out in front of Avodah Zarah, you shouldn't bow down to take them. Now, Mayan, if you have a stream, that's running in front of the Avodah Zarah, you shouldn't bow down and drink. It looks like idol worship. Okay. And the next case is a similar case. You have water coming out of the mouth of the Avodah Zarah. Patsufay samakalcha mayim lakrachim. Lo yaniach piv al piyam, you're not allowed to drink from them, from their mouths. Okay. Comes the Rishonim over here and discuss, is there a din yaharik val yavar on these cases? Let's say the person needs to drink. Okay, he needs to drink. He's dehydrated. He needs to drink. If he doesn't drink, he can die. But the only way for him to drink is to bend down in front of the Avodah Zarah to look like he's worshipping the Avodah Zarah, which the Gemara here is paskening that you're not allowed to do. The Gemara of Avodah Zarah, but it's pikuach nefashis. What do you do? So here's where we open up the door to the possibility, what David was saying, possibly, that there will be a harak val yavar. Because we could say as follows. There's something called Avodah Zarah, Avera of Avodah Zarah. And the Avera of Avodah Zarah only includes intent. If you're not intentionally worshipping something, it's not Avodah Zarah. But then there's a perception of Avodah Zarah. And the perception of Avodah Zarah has the exact Chilul Hashem as real Avodah Zarah. There's no difference. So if there's a din yaharek val yavar, not just on the Avera of Avodah Zarah, but on the perception of Avodah Zarah, so then potentially you wouldn't be allowed to bend down now to drink the water. Okay, now that would only be if there are people that are here. Let's say you're alone. Okay, then L'chayr should definitely be permissible. L'chayr, right? It should definitely be permissible. So here we'll see a fascinating Rashba. The Rashba says as follows. In the middle of the piece that we outlined, he says, towards the bottom of it, Kivan de'ikach shara v'rezora. Okay, the first words on the line is Kivan de'ikach shara v'rezora. Since there's a chshad, like about 11 lines from the bottom of the piece, Kivan de'ikach shara v'rezora, afilu b'mokam sakonas nefosh yisosu. Even where there is actual sakonas nefoshes, it's awesome. Okay, so that's what's going on. Kol zanira lufi pirish Rashi shapirish the nira kohelech la'ovda. That's how the Rashi pataych is according to Rashi. Now, in this sugya, we have the Ran. And the Ran also discusses this issue of whether you have to give up your life for not looking like it's Avodah Zarah. No, that's Fahesia. Chil Hashem will be even less. Yeah, so the Ran over here clearly permits it. And there's a Ritva also, which I have here in Avodah Zarah. Now, the Ran says that the Gemara in Avodah Zarah brings down the difference between the money and the water, is that like water, if you don't drink it, you can die. Right? So the Ran says, L'chayre, that's a raya, that even b'mokam sakonas nefoshes, you're not allowed to do it. But then the Ran interestingly says that no. He says, Kivon she'eno yelo memnei maras ha'ayim, heicho de'ika sakonas mamesh mutter. He says, the Gemara says, if you don't drink, you may die. He says, the Gemara doesn't mean that. Vadai, he says, Vadai le shosi. He says, if we're talking about the hill, Vadai meis. Elo efsha lovo li de sakonishim, lo yishta achshav, shemo yomus, b'tsomo kodim shim tzemayim. There's no din yaharak val yad. That's the shita. This is the Ran, which is not like the Rashba. The Rashba says that there is a din of Yaharak Valyava, because it's like Abizraya Avodah Zarah, which includes something which perceptive-wise looks like Avodah Zarah. Now going back to the Rashba didn't seem to say only if there are people there. The Rashba said clearly, also lishos lifnei Avodah Zarah v'afilu b'mokim sakonis tefoshes v'afilu eino domoyeh. Which is really fascinating. The Rashba says, even if nobody sees you, you can't do it.
How can you call it a shad or a desire? He's definitely not worshiping it. It's just not a sign.
No, but he's saying, even if nobody sees you.
It's not a shad or a desire.
So what the Rashba seems to be saying is that anything which perception-wise looks like Avodah Zarah, if there would be somebody seeing you do it, that goes under the umbrella of Abizrayu Avodah Zarah. Abizrayu Avodah Zarah includes things which are perception-wise Avodah Zarah. That's enough. The Ran goes to the opposite extreme and holds that even if there would be people there seeing you, since it's only Marasayan, you're allowed to do it. Which the Ran really makes it complicated. Well, when is there a din yaharak val yaver then? It's always only a perception. Somebody comes and says you go bow down to Avodah Zorah. It's only a perception that you're worshipping the Avodah Zorah. At most, you're doing an act which looks like Avodah Zorah.
Couldn't there be a distinction between a case where it's Pekuach Nefesh because you have to bend down in order to get water or he's going to die of thirst, and a place where a guy is putting a gun to his head and saying, do it. In the latter case, that's the real Chil Hashem. Even if he has in mind not to worship, the guy is saying, bow down to this Avodah Zorah or I'm going to kill you. Maybe that's where Yara Galiyabar is because of the Chil Hashem involved. Whereas if he's bending down to get water, he's definitely not worshiping the Avodah Zorah because he has no intent to worship it.
But it looks like he is.
Looks like it. But there's no Yara Galiyabar.
Why not?
Maybe there's no Yara Galiyabar in Marasayim.
And why is the gun more than Marasayim?
Because the guy is saying, watch everybody, I'm going to make this Jew.
The guy is trying to establish Avodah Zorah in the valley. He's trying to establish an acceptance of this thing for Avodah Zorah.
So you got two people. Both of them want to take a drink here. One of them, the guy tells him with a gun. He says, "Bow down, drink from this water in front of the Avodah Zorah, or I'll kill you." He got to give up his life. The other guy, he's dying on his own if he doesn't drink. He does not have to give up. I just want to get the halacha straight.
No.
If I was that guy, I'd say, you know what, I'm not really thirsty.
That's not a good comparison.
What do you mean, I could compare whatever I like?
No, because you're comparing.
I'm not saying it's a comparison. I'm just the opposite. I'm telling him that according to what he's saying, it's not a comparison. You have two people in front of the water. One guy is going to die if he doesn't drink, and both of them are bowing down to the same Avodah Zorah. Both of them look exactly the same. In fact, the guy with the gun is telling the Jew to take a drink in front of the Avodah Zorah. Bow down and take a drink from the water of the Avodah Zorah.
That's not my comparison.
But I'm comparing that.
Right, you're in charge.
I'm not in charge. We both have the same right to make comparisons. Now, everything goes in this year, and that's the way it's always been. Otherwise, whatever. See, you have two people in front of the water. One guy has a gun. The guy has a gun in his pocket. He says, bend down and take a drink. Bow down in front of the Savadazar and take a drink. He would have to give up his life. Is that correct, Ovid? I'm not asking you I'm asking you the halacha now.
No, it's not. He says, go take a drink. Maybe it's
no, no, he says, bow down to the Savadazar and while you're bowing. Let me give the case. Bow down while you're bowing down, take a drink.
Not yet, everybody. No.
I'm asking him. We'll get to your opinion soon.
No,
what's your opinion?
Not necessarily.
Okay. Yarek Valyavar is not the... Okay. Now you have another guy standing there who's dying of thirst.
Right.
He wants to do the same act that the other guy next to him.
Definitely not Yarek
Valyavar. Definitely not Yarek. You're obviously not going like the Rashba. You're explaining the Ran.
Right.
Okay. So now what's your explanation? What's the difference?
Because the first case, I would make the first case too strong. I would say the first case where you have no water, you have nobody thirsty.
But now you're changing the case on me.
Yeah,
but I'm asking you where there is water.
Often. If water, it muddies it up if there's water. But
so you're saying the difference is that there's water. You're saying the difference is that there's water here.
I'm saying the difference is that in one case there's a guy who wants you to bow down.
No water in a gun. So that's what I'm saying. You're saying, so the reason why there's no Yarek Valyavar is because it doesn't look like you're worshipping Avodah Zorah?
Right.
Is that what you're saying?
No, because there's not the same level of Chil Hashem.
Because?
It looks like it too. You're bowing down.
It looks exactly the same.
It looks exactly the same.
But?
It looks exactly the same. But in one case, there's an outside factor where there's a guy who says, I want to...
There's a guy, he called you over, he told you between you and him, nobody else is involved, he calls you over, he says, listen.
Chil Hashem for him too.
For who?
For the guy. It's also, the Chil Hashem, that doesn't have to be a big audience. The guy says, I want to see you bow down to my...
So do you mean because there's somebody watching you?
It's more than somebody watching, it's the guy who's trying to make you do it who has a gun to your head. It's not that there's one person watching.
Okay. Well, what's your upshot?
I think that where people can see it as he's just drinking and not necessarily doing it because he's bowing down.
Well, that's not what it's talking about.
I have a different
Because the Rashba says that it's the Nirah, like he's worshipping Avodah Zarah. And the Ran is permitting it not because it doesn't look like it. He's permitting it because since it's Maharas Ayin, and it's not real, that's what he says. Since it's not real, that's his Lashon. He says, Ef Shaloima Da'af B'mayan HaMoshech Shenireh Ka'oivet Avodah Zarah. He doesn't say, we're not sure. Somebody walking by you will say, hey, that guy's worshipping Avodah Zarah. Right? See, Duran doesn't say it doesn't look like it. Duran says it does look like it. But in spite of it looking like that, Kivon She'ena El Amaras Ha'ayin, since it only looks like it, but you're not really doing it for that reason, Hecha De'ikas Akona Mamesh Mutter. Then it's permitted if there's a Sakon. Yeah, so again, so what are you saying? The guy knows what?
It's just the two of them. No one else is around. And the guy puts a gun to the Jew's head and tells him, you have to bow down on him.
Yeah.
Is that the Yad Bal Yavar?
Yeah.
The guy knows he's not doing it.
Yeah, that's the classic case. That's the classic. That's the classic Yad Bal Yavar. Classic Yad Bal Yavar is not Befer Hesi. Befer Hesi may even be other Averis. Classic Yad Bal Yavar is you and the guy. The case the Gemara's give all over Shas, you when you have Drumo, you have the Goy, and he tells you, bow down to the Avodah Zarah.
Then I'm not so sure that if he points a gun and tells him to drink, that it's necessarily, that it's not the Yarav Ayavar.
It should be, you say.
I think it should be, yeah.
Okay. Well, David may agree with you on that. He just said it's not necessarily Yarav Ayavar. It's up for possibility. Just that, again, so the Ran seems to be saying, since it's only Avodah Zarah, then since it's only Mount Zion, there's no Yaharat Valyav. That's what he says. Okay. Now, Ava and Yira. Ava and Yira seem to be the same problem. Ava and Yira is a case, if you're going to say that Ava and Yira is potter from a chavis, meaning Ava and Yira is not called Ava Dezara, so then there shouldn't be Yaharat Valyav, according to the Ran. According to the Ran. I'm not talking about according to the Rashba. The Rashba is telling us anything which looks like Avodah Zarah, yeah, is Yaharat Valyav. But the Ran, who holds that something which is Maharas Ayin of Avodah Zarah, but isn't actual Avodah Zarah, there's no din Yaharat Valyav. So according to him, Ava and Yira, there should also not be a Yaharat Valyav, which is what we were talking about. Unless we separate Ava and Yira, David, which may be what you're saying, right? Yira, if the guy's forcing you, Ava means I just love the guy, and I'm doing it for him, I want him to like me, so I'm acting like I'm being over the desire. You may say that's even worse, because I'm definitely making this person think that I'm making this person think that I'm worshipping Ava desire. I like this person. And the only way for me to find favor in their eyes is I'm bowing down to them. That's how Rashi teaches. The Arishonim will teach Ava and Yira means Yira of the statue. Okay, you love the statue, or you're afraid of the statue. The problem is then you're really bordering real Avodah Zarah, because the fear of a statue may itself constitute, and that's the problem that some of the Rishonim here have. That if you're going to say Ava and Yira means from the Avodah Zarah itself, then that should be Avodah Zarah. You're afraid of the Avodah Zarah. So then that's like, the Rambam says part of Avodah Zarah is to associate a strength, a godly strength, to a symbol, even to an angel, the Rambam says. So the Ritva, in Masechet Shabbos, in Paraklal Godel, he asked this question of Yaharat Valyavar, the million-dollar question. So why is there Yaharat Valyavar? If this is not Avodah Zarah, why is there Yaharat Valyavar? So he says as follows. Pirish Ava Sodom V'Yira Sodom. He says, Dabaya Kori Le Shoigik. So now he says as follows. V'im Toymar, he says, according to Rava, he says, if that's the case, what's Yavor Val Yehorik? By Shabbos we say it's Yava Bar Yehoreg, Zorah Amrino and Yarek Bar Yava. He says, what's going on? So he says as follows. He says, Vadai, Mi Sheyore, Ein Boy. He says, we have somebody as Yira, Potter Mimis over Chorus. And he says, not more than that. He says, even according to Rava, you're Potter from Mis and Chorus. Rava says, even according to Abaye, Abayu says, Oyvid Me'avu Me'ira is Chayav Achatos. The way the Ritva in the Sechah Shabbos, the Fayim Beis learns, that is only Yira Murakana Aimboy Sakonis Nefoshis. He's afraid. It's not real Sakonis Nefoshis. That means the Ritva is saying in the Sechah Shabbos that if a guy came with a gun and he said, worship this Avodah Zorah, even Abayu would agree that you're Potter from Achatos. Fascinating. So the Ritva has a whole different approach here. The Ritva learns very much what you were trying to say at the beginning, is that there's Avodah Zorah and there's Yaharek Val Yav. We were asking, one second, Rava, who says you're Potter by Yav and Yura, how do you ever have Yaharek Val Yav? Right, that was our question. The Ritva makes it more complicated. The Ritva says that even Abaye agrees that if there was a bona fide Sakonis Nefashis and you did Avodah Zorah because of that, even though you aren't supposed to, he calls it Bidiyevit, you shouldn't do it. Yaharek Val Yavah. But if you did it, you're Potter from Achatos. Potter from Chorus and Potter from Achatos. Which is very similar to what the Rambam says in Perek Hay, right, in Yesodei HaTorah. The Rambam says that even by the three Averis, if a person was over them because of Sakonis Nefashos, the Rambam says, even though he was wrong and he wasn't allowed to do it, Ein Mimisin Oysa. Not Chayim Nisin. So the Ritva is taking that up a notch. Not only will Bez did not do anything to you, but you're not even Chayim Bidei Shemayim. You're not going to get Chorus, and you're not Chayim Achatos. As I state in the Ritva. He says if it's a real... And therefore, the Ritva learns... Machloikis Abaye Verova by Avon Yira is where it's not mamish Sakonis Nefashos.
What is an inus?
What?
An inus?
By what?
The person who does it, he's not chayav anything. Yarek Val Yavah, and he doesn't.
He's an inus. He's an inus who should have. There's a din of Yarek Val, a mitzvah of Yarek Val Yavah. He didn't do that. So you move him away from the mizrach vant.
But he didn't do anything.
But he didn't do an aver. Can't give him. He's not potter from chorus. He's potter from chatas. He's potter from everything. So in a way, the Ritva's approach simplifies it, makes it easier. Because the way the Ritva's learning, at least we have a clear guideline. The guideline is, there's Avodah Zorah, and there's Yarek Val Yavah. There's two different things. Avodah Zorah is only somebody who intentionally worships Avodah Zorah. Right? Now, and if they're doing it Me'avu Me'ira, Machloikis Abaye Verova, if that's called Avodah Zorah at all. And that's only if there's no real Pikuach Nefoshos. If there's real Pikuach Nefoshos, it's definitely not an Avodah Zorah. Definitely not. And even Abaye would agree that you're Potter from a Korm. But there's still a din of Yaharek Val Yavah. Why is Yaharek Val Yavah? So again, Yaharek Val Yavah is because of Chil Hashem. Because something which the perception is that it's Avodah Zorah is Yaharek Val Yavah. Now the Ran cannot embrace this. Because the Ran says that even something that looks like Avodah Zorah, if it's only for Maris Ayin, then there's no din of Yaharek Val Yavah. That's what the Ran is saying in our sugya. So we need clarity in that idea.
The Ritva is only talking about Avodah Zorah, not the other Averis, not Shiva Stam and the Rois. So wouldn't be the din that you're not Chayav. That's only by Avodah Zorah.
That's what he's talking about over here. In Shabbos, that's what he's talking about. No. So far, we're just talking about the... Now, Tosfos in Maseches Sanhedrin, Tosfos also asked this question. Tosfos says, I don't understand. If Av and Yira is not Avodah Zorah, your potter, So when do you ever have your Harav Val Yada? And Tosis goes through a whole shtickel Torah. One approach that Tosis has really would mirror the Rashba. Because one approach Tosis has is that Ava and Yira means an Avodah Zorah that everybody worships may Ava and Yira. Meaning, the reason why there's no Yaharav Val Yava by Ava and Yira, or the reason why according to Rava there's no Chatnas by Ava and Yira, is because this Avodah Zorah is the kind of Avodah Zorah that everybody that worships it doesn't really mean to worship it. And he gives a marshal Tosis, Kahaman. Haman, there was a rule. You got to bow down to Haman. That's what Tosis says. Tosis says in Sanhedrin that Haman was an Avodah Zorah of Av of the Yira. That means if there's a rule, there's a state rule that you have to worship this Avodah Zorah. People don't, nobody does it because they like it or they really believe in it. They're afraid. So then there's no Yaharav Val Yav. That's Tosis' approach. Then there won't be Yaharav Val Yav. According to Rava, for sure not. It's not Avodah Zorah. But if just you... So Tosis really would fit with the Rashba, which means perceptive Avodah Zorah is Avodah Zorah. Perceptive Avodah Zorah is Avodah Zorah. But Avodah Zorah that everybody worships from Ava and Yira, that's where you have this loophole, where there wouldn't be a Harav Val Yav and it wouldn't be Chayav Achatas. That's the Tosis approach in Sanhedrin, I endow it. I'm joining everybody else in the circus. It's a circus. It's not a real Avodah Zorah. It's a circus. Everybody's going like this. And have you seen the people in North Korea? They have pictures of them crying. They arrested a whole group because they didn't cry enough. I'm not joking. They arrested a whole group, a couple hundred people, because it wasn't enough. You know? Those are b'chiyas, you know? Shemeh Koyo b'chiyas. So that's a circus. That's not a bechir. That's not for real. Anyway, so I think in order to get some clarity here in the sugya, I think that the approach we can have here is as follows. I think the approach could be that Avodah Zorah is two things. Number one, the Shita Mekubetzes by us uses a terminology which is very difficult to understand. He says, somebody who's Oyvet Avodah Zorah, he says, is Yotza Mechlal Yehudi. He's not a Yehudi. I'm not talking about he has din of a mumer. Mumer l'chal ha'terakuli. He uses language much stronger than that. He says, a person who's Oyvet Avodah Zorah and holds that, even if he holds you a lot of worship of Avodah Zorah, any Avodah Zorah, he says, he's Yotza Mechlal Yehudi. He's not a Jew. He's not a Jew. What does that mean? It means the whole Torah, everything, right? It's all under the umbrella of Anochi Hashem Elokecha. That's why many of the Rishonim say we don't count Anochi Hashem Elokecha as a separate mitzvah, because every mitzvah is Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Every mitzvah is part of our belief. So Anochi is really part of every single mitzvah, is Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Now, somebody who believes in an Avodah Zorah. So the Emes, that's what the Shita is saying, he's Yotze Mechlal Yehudi. He's not part of the fold. That's the umbrella of our Torah religion. Is a Noich Hashem Lekecha. Person doesn't have a Noich Hashem Lekecha. He's not Mechlal Yehudi. That's the Lashon. I'll say very simple. When a person worships Avodah Zorah, so really it's like a merida in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a merida in the whole malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a merida in the malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Actually, if this is gone, in Maseches Avodah Zorah, says it l'maisa. He says that somebody who worships Avodah Zorah is merida in the malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The whole kingdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is merida. The Gemara says that about Amalek. Calls mind that Amalek is kayim, ain't kisay shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu sholem. Right? The Baruch Hu's throne is not complete. That's what it is. So you could say it, but it's very simple. You could say it as follows. There's Avodah Zorah, the Torah's Maisa Aveira of Avodah Zorah. The Maisa Aveira of Avodah Zorah. And then there's an Avodah Zorah that it's a Merida in HaKadosh Baruch. Okay? Now, Als merida na kodesh bocho. Right? It's like a person defects. Right? Lahavdil, a person defects, right? You have a person defects from his country, defects from his army. He defects. So, somebody who worships Avodah Zarah is doing that pu'ula. He's defecting. So you can say it like this. A person who's over Avodah Zarah regular, in a normal fashion, and he has kavana, like the Gemara is talking about, the case where a guy is machaven, makabel eloha. So he is defecting, number one, and he's being over the avera of lois ishtach avera acher. He's being over the ma'is avera. Inasmuch that a person is not being makabel this thing as a god, so the ma'is avera of Avodah Zarah is not doing. Right? What about the merida piece? What about defecting? Right? The defecting is really more of a metzias. So technically, if somebody would defect shaloi b'kavona, he's still defecting. Right? Somebody would defect without kavona, he's still called a defector. So could you give me a little now, creases? He's still called a defector. Now, comes the Rashba, and the Rashba says, for that reason, when you worship Avodah Zarah, he says, l'maisa, the maisa of worshiping another Avodah Zarah, forget your intent, is a maisa of merida against HaKadosh Baruch. If what you're doing, perceptive-wise, looks like Avodah Zarah, Bayan Andrat Yishol Melochim, it doesn't look like Avodah Zarah, because it's not an Avodah Zarah. That's why the Gemara, the whole sugi here, the Gemara had only a Havamina, that by Andrat Yishol Melochim, there would be a difference than Avodah Zarah itself. Because Andrat Yishol Melochim is not something that people worship. And therefore, bowing down to it on its own, without any kavana, is not a merida against HaKadosh Baruch. So what is it? We just have to then scientifically analyze it. Is it Avodah Zarah or not? Are you worshipping? Are you not worshipping? On that, the Gemara says, if he's not mekabel beloha, the Gemara says, lav klum. Now let's look at Rashi again. What did Rashi's language? Rashi said, the kivon shelo naseh l'shem avodas kochovim. Very strange Rashi. Kimon de lo nasa l'shem avodas kochovim. Hishtachavo didei lav klumi. What is that? We asked on that. What is the difference what it was made for? If you're not bowing down for Avodah Zarah, what's the difference what this thing was made for? The Torah says, if the thing was made for an Avodah Zarah, and you intentionally bow down to it, so you're defecting. You're joining the other army. Right? You're crossing the lines. Ah, you're saying it, but I'm crossing the lines, Shaloi B'Kavon, I understand, but you're crossing the lines. But Andratya, a symbol which people don't worship, so then we could scrutinize and we could say, well, what are you doing? There's no lines here. What are you doing personally? On that Rashi says, Ida loy kibla beloha, then lav klumi. Now, if you went into a Beis Avodah Zarah and you thought it was a Beis HaKnesses, that's why by a real Avodah Zarah, there's no exit. There's no exit, because if you knowingly went in front of an Avodah Zarah and you bowed down in front of an Avodah Zarah knowingly, you defected. You were married in HaKadosh Baruch. Say, well, I didn't have a mind. You did it. You defected. You went to the other line, you went to the Avodah Zarah that people worship, and you went and you bowed down there. So it doesn't matter what you were thinking, because you defected. And that's why the Gemara's only option by a real Avodah Zarah is he thought he was in a shul, so then he wasn't defecting. He crossed the lines, he thought he was going to his army. Okay, that's okay. But once you knew that this was Avodah Zarah, and you did it, the pu'ula of doing an amaisa avoida to another Avodah Zarah, that is a mice of merida, and that's why on that the Gemara says, poshet. Avada yibichayim over there, there's nothing to talk about. The only thing is, if you didn't know, andratya, that's not an Avodah Zarah. So now we could look at you, we could say, what are you doing? What's your intention? If your intention was just to give it covered, you're giving a symbol covered, okay, that's not, the Rashi says, lav klum, that's nothing. That's zero. That's Rashi, it's zero. No. The Gemara doesn't call him Arachayim.
Yeah, you know, Avodah Zarah.
The Gemara over here didn't call it Avodah Zarah. We didn't get to the sugi. So far, we just learned our sugi. So far, we just learned our sugi. We didn't learn the sugi in Avodah Zarah. So far, we're just learning our sugi. In our sugi, that's the whole mahalach of the sugi. If it's a real Avodah Zarah, then the maisa of doing a maisa avoida to an Avodah Zarah is the merida of Avodah Zarah, the same merida as Avodah Zarah itself. That's a real Avodah Zarah. If it's not a real Avodah Zarah, then your kavana is going to decide whether it's yes Avodah Zarah or zero or nothing. That's the symbol. Andrat Yisham Lachem is mutter lechatchil. Maybe modna, maybe strange, but there's not. The Gemara says lav klumi, it's nothing. But Andrat Yisham Lachem, it's nothing. That's how. Now, when a goy comes over to you, and a goy tells you to worship the Avodah Zarah. Now, what happens if you go to an Avodah Zarah and you don't intentionally bow down to the Avodah Zarah? You're not even intentionally bowing down. See, in our sugya, we're talking about somebody goes, he bows down to an Avodah Zarah. He decides he's bowing down to Avodah Zarah. He gradually says that although I'm bowing down, I want to bow down to this Avodah Zarah. But in my heart of hearts, I don't believe that it does anything. The Gemara says that's still Avodah Zarah. That's Avodah Zarah. You're knowingly going in front of an Avodah Zarah. You're bowing down to the Avodah Zarah. You're bowing down to the Avodah Zarah. It happens to be you don't accept it as a god. That's the full package. That's 100% Osir, 100% Yaharak Val Yava, all the trimmings. Okay? Somebody bends down to take a drink. What is he engaged in doing? He's engaged in taking a drink. That's what he's doing. Does he have intention to bow down to the Avodah Zarah? Forgetting intention to accept it as a god. Does he have intention to do the act of bowing down? The answer is no. He's not even bowing. He has zero in it. He's a Mesazik. What's the difference between Mesazik and a Shogig? A Shogig means, I know what I'm doing, I don't think it's an Aveira. Right? A Mesazik means, I don't know what I'm doing. So if the guy is bending down to take a drink, he's not bowing down to the Avodah Zarah at all. In fact, his action has nothing to do with the Avodah Zarah. It could be somebody walking by, whether they're there or not there, the two versions that we had in the Rishonim, whether they're there or not there, somebody would be able to say, you know what, he is bowing down to Avodah Zarah. Somebody could say that. That's like somebody bowed down, and then Avodah Zarah was brought in front of him. Just like we had the case where a guy's bowing down in a shul, in a church, and he thinks it's a shul. So the Gemara says, Libo L'Shamayim. What does it mean? He's not even bowing down to the Avodah Zarah, forgetting anything else. He's not bowing down to the Avodah Zarah. That's why the Gemara in Avodah Zarah is not anything more than Marasayim. We could analyze, is the Yarek Val Yava Marasayim, is it not Yarek? That's the Machloikis between the Rashba and the Ran. The Ran agrees that if somebody is doing an act of bowing down, when the goy comes with a gun, and he says, bow down to the Avodah Zarah. That's what you're doing. You are bowing down to the Avodah Zarah. You know why? Because the goy is qualifying the act. That's what he's asking you to do. This touches upon what you're saying. He's saying, bow down to the Avodah Zarah. Now, you're bowing down to the Avodah Zarah. That's what you're doing.
But you're not defecting.
You are.
You're not defecting.
You are. 100%. If you belong to one army, okay, I hate to do that because this is Emes and this is Sheker, but Lavda, if you belong to one army and a group comes with a gun and says defect and you do it, are you defecting? The answer is yes. You're defecting. You were pressured to defect. You defected.
Your mind didn't defect. My
mind defected too. My mind defected not because I wanted to, but because I had no choice but to defect. If I went to the other side because I thought it was my base, then I did not defect. Okay? If I went to the other side because I had to get a drink, okay, somebody looking at me may think that I was defecting, then not only have I not defected knowingly, I didn't defect at all. I didn't do an act of defecting. I went to get a drink. The guy may think I'm doing it. That's the difference between the two sugyas. Now I want to show you Orach Lener. I hold this lies in the Orach Lener in our sugya. The Orach Lener also is the kashas that the other Rishonim ask. What happened to Yaharek Val Yav? Comes the Orach Lener Al-Khunar says like this. Even if somebody bows down in a church, there's no issue if he's not bowing down to the Avodah Zarah. He says, if that's the case, he says like this, V'yesh Lema, and I hold that this is mamish the point. I mean, he says it in one line, but he says, the libay la shamayim lo shayach, rak heichon, shehu mishtachaveh, right? Lo oise kein la shamayim. He says, avalo oivein avodah zorah bederech avodasa. Somebody who worships avodah zorah, the normal way of worshiping that avodah zorah, right? He says, in that case, lo shayach libay la shamayim. And then he says, then he goes to the case where you're bowing down only because the other person is forcing you. What happened to Ava and Yira? He says, the Libra La Shamayim Lo Shayach, you like the Svarad of it because it touches upon yours. The Libra La Shamayim Lo Shayach, Elohecha Kisha Oise Maise Meyatzma. You're doing an act on your own. But you're doing it based on what other people are telling you. And they're telling you to bow down to the Avodah Zarah, the Kavanosam Avodah Zarah. Now he throws out a terminology which puts it through a loop. Mistama Kavanosa Gam Ken. Now this piece puts me through a loop. He says, probably since they're saying do it for that reason and you're doing it, I would say, you don't have to, that piece almost is nice in time with Gam here. I would say, since they're telling you to bow down to the Avodah Zarah, right? So that touches the act. We believe that your kavanah is l'shamayim. I believe that you don't mean to worship this Avodah Zarah. But the act is an act of bowing down to the Avodah Zarah. Exactly like David's case, where the other army comes to the side and says, hey, you better join us. You say, okay, you join them. You defected. Again, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah and Yubayz is talking about a case where you do not intend, you have no intention to bow down the cloud to the Avodah Zarah. I'm taking a drink. That's not a mice of Avodah Zarah, the cloud. That's where the Ritzvah's Machadish, Maris Ayin. The Rashba says, well, Maris Ayin is inclusive in Abizrayu Avodah Zarah. That's by the way, the Rashba is also not calling it Avodah Zarah. The Rashba also agrees to our Chiluk. The case where Yaharek Val Yavar, the regular case, that's called Avodah Zarah, that's not called Maris Ayin. The Rashba doesn't call Yaharek Val Yavar Maris Ayin, because the Rashba would also agree to this Chiluk. The case where a guy comes to you with a gun, he says, bow down to the Avodah Zarah, that's a mice of Avodah Zarah. It's a mice of Avodah Zarah. And if anything, what it looks like is exactly what it is. You're defecting because you don't want to die. But you're defecting. When you're bending down to take a drink, you're not defecting because you don't want to die, you're taking a drink. You're taking a drink. It looks like that's Maris Ayin. That's why the Ritva says, Maris Ayin, no Yaharek Val Yavar. The Rashba says there is Yaharek Val Yavar. That's a machlokes rishon. But that's not the case where you're bowing down to the Avodah Zarah. When the guy bows down to the Avodah Zarah, because the guy with the gun told him he has to bow down to the Avodah Zarah, his intention is, I'm going to bow down to this Avodah Zarah, not because I believe in it. To save myself, I'm going to bow down to the Avodah Zarah.
What's the chiluk for the Rishba? According to the Rashba, what's the
chiluk?
How's the Rashba make
a chiluk? The Rashba would say, on this there'd be a chiyuv chatos. Do you follow? On this there'd be a chiyuv chatos by the water. What I'm trying to say is very simple. The Rashba also agrees that in the case of the Gemara and Avodah Zarah, Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, where a guy didn't know the halakha. The Rashba says like this, the guy was dying to have a drink. Yeah? And he took the drink. He thought he's allowed to take a drink. He comes back home, He comes to the Rashba and he says, Rashba, this is what happened. Rashba says, shame on you. You should have died before you took a drink in front of the Avodah Zarah. Yeah? But he says, Rashba, do I got to bring a chatas? No. Marasayan, you don't bring a chatas on Marasayan. The goy came to you with a gun. And he said, worship Avodah Zarah. And you went and you did it. So then the Rashba would say, Yechayev, I mean, the Ritzvan in Mesechah Shabbos is Mechadish over there, you also know chatas. But there's Zicha Abaye, according to Roy of the Rishonim. Abaye would say, you have to bring a chatas. You know why? Because there you did a Ma'is Avodah Zarah. You did a Ma'is Avodah Zarah. The Ma'is Avodah Zarah means intent to do an act of defecting. And that's what Avodah Zarah is. When you're bending down to pick up the coins on the floor, or you're bending down to take a drink, you're not even miscavenging to defect. That's the point. Okay.